Just like that, it's the beginning of day two at the NRA's annual meetings. We're here at the Smith & Wesson booth, and the Smith & Wesson group of people is starting to form as the busiest day of the NRA's convention is well underway. This time, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome a junior shooter and my friend, Cameron Laskowski, to the podcast. Cameron has an interesting story. We're going to unpack all of that for you, and not the least of which, at the same time as we're doing internet television, internet radio, Cameron is live on Facebook, believe it or not. It is a wonderful world of technology. Cameron, welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you very much, John, for having me on. And, well, first off, I just want to start by saying hi, Mom.
Oh.
Because I know my mom's back home watching and wants to see, so.
Good call. I'll say hi to my mom, too. She's on the Big Island of Hawaii right now. She's probably going to watch this later on.
Okay.
That's how we kind of hit it off. We met at the U.S. Steel Nationals this year down in Georgia. You were shooting. We ended up shooting together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we shot in the same squad.
Yeah, I was shooting the PCC, and in that particular event, if I remember correctly, you were shooting your production gun.
Yeah, I was shooting my Smith & Wesson M&P 5-inch.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about steel shooting, because there were a ton of juniors there this year.
Yes, it really was. And I started out shooting USPSA, as you know. I think I told you about that.
Right.
And then we saw how many juniors there are in steel, and that's kind of what started when we progressed into it. It's just really nice because with steel, I get to go to a match and see so many friends of so many different people.
That makes it fun.
Yeah.
And when there is a big group of juniors, and there's a, you know, those juniors come with parents. Parents all get to know each other, and there's a lot of interaction there. There's a lot of opportunity to share not only techniques, but training stuff, different things like that. It makes it really, really fun.
Yeah. It's really nice when I get to see everybody, even though, like, we may not live near each other. When we get to see each other in a match, it's like we're best friends still.
That's super cool. That is the best. And you did pretty well.
Yeah, I did. I dropped 48 seconds off my total production time, so pretty good.
He took 48 seconds off the total time for the match. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Altogether, talk about all of the divisions you shoot. You shot production with the M&P, of course.
I shoot production, of course, with my M&P.
Right.
Then I shoot rimfire rifle open with my tactical solutions gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also shoot rimfire pistol open.
Mm-hmm.
Then I shoot PCC with my brand new JP, which
yes.
I absolutely love.
Yeah, I have one too.
Yep.
And I love it that people know.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. How's it going on Facebook Live right now? What do you got going on there?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing that your dad mentioned to me, and that is that you are very, very active in scouts.
Yes, I am. I really enjoy scouting, and I love going to local events all the time and helping out. So I can really help our community, and it's really cool that I get to do that.
And you've progressed.
Yeah, right now I'm a life scout, so I can start working on my Eagle Scout project.
That is pretty unusual for a kid of your age. If I remember, you're 13?
I'm 14.
14, right? I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I cut him short. He's 14 years old, and he's working towards Eagle Scout.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about school a little bit.
So in school, I've been doing really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
So close. I'm so close to getting all A's. I've got 2 times in a row, 1 B, and it was by like 2 percentage points. So close. Hopefully this fourth quarter I can get straight A's.
We're getting ready to wind down to summer.
Yep.
And we're getting ready for the World Speed Shooting Championship down in Alabama.
Yes.
You going to be going to that?
I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be at that one.
Okay.
But.
So, from a technology standpoint, you and I both share the love of the DJI product line.
Yes.
And that was initially how we first started talking, because folks who watch the show know that I'm running around all the time with the DJI Osmo. It's a gimbal stabilized high definition camera. When you see any of our practical shooting coverage, you see quite a bit of the video that comes from the DJI Osmo. Well, guess what? Young Cameron has the newer version of the DJI Osmo. We're actually Facebook Living through that camera right now.
Yes, we are. So I have the DJI Osmo. It's the X3, so it has zoom, and it's just a little bit of a bigger camera. But other than that, it still shares all the same features and technology that yours does.
Yep. It still stabilizes the shot and makes a cool shot. For steel shooting, it's just the right kind of combination of a wide shot and the ability to get high so you can see the shooter and you can see all the targets, see around the RO. It's actually a really, really nice tool.
It's really nice because you can have somebody hold it and video you that way, or it works great on a tripod too.
Now, we talked about, and I had with me my DJI Mavic when we were down there.
Yes.
That's the fold-up drone flying version of the DJI camera. Cameron, you're telling me you're getting into one of those.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting the DJI. It's the Phantom 3 Professional.
Yep.
And actually, right now I'm using one of the batteries to power my Osmo because DJI compatibility is really nice.
Yep, really slick. Any other sponsors? We hit Taxaw. We hit JP.
Well, I have Defend Ear is another good one that I really like because they have great ears. CNG is a new one, too.
Okay.
I really like their holster lineup. That's really good. Let's see.
And we know a holster is vital for steel shooting. I mean, that you draw over and over and over again. If you miss the draw, it's the beginning of a bad string of fire.
Mm-hmm. Also, Hunter's HD Gold.
Okay.
I love their glasses.
Okay.
Alchin Gun Parts, too. They've really been helping me out lately, getting me some parts for my rimfire guns. And Weapon Shield.
Excellent.
That's always a good one.
Nailed them all.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we missed?
I don't think.
I think we got it. We got another edition of the Shooting USA podcast coming to you from the Smith & Wesson booth in just moments. I'll have Jan Mladic talking about the newest offerings in the M&P line. But until then, stay tuned to the internet. Thanks, Cam. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.